friends of Rosnovola Group won the award for the best campaigner of the year for their campaign Lifted Bennett. So it was all about dog fouling and, you know, reducing and eliminating dog fouling on the beaches. They obviously work in Rosnovola, but the message is so important for all of the new Donegal beaches, really. We have Falkara, who won the special award in collaboration with Fulci Ireland for their sand dune project, which is so fantastic. Falkara has some of the most impressive sand dune systems in Donegal, and there is such an important habitat. There is so much biodiversity. So the project they did around it, raising awareness, really, you know, talking to the public about how important it is, and, yeah, informing everybody about what they can do to protect sand dunes. So they absolutely deserve their award as well. And we have the Northwest Home Education Group here in Buncrana, who won the youth the award for the Youth of the Year. And they did a great job on a Think Before You Flush workshop. So they created a lot of information around Think Before You Flush and how damaging sewage-related litter is for beaches, for marine waters. So they won that award. Well done.
In particular, the Falkara Group's award was in tourism recognition. Now, as you said, their prime objective is to preserve the biodiversity in the sand dunes there. Mm-hmm. And the message really is you can have tourism, you can have visitors, but you can only do so in a context where the habitat is treated properly and protected.
That's right. Yes, you can have both. You just need to make people aware what they have in front of them. Sand dunes are at the same time, and that's kind of the most important message. There are very tough habitats because they have to withstand really severe conditions, weather conditions, salt water, etc. But they're also very sensitive in terms of trampling, driving on them, camping. So it really is education. If people know what they have in front of them, that can be an asset to tourism. So that means if we tell them that this particular habitat is quite unique, especially in Northwest Donegal, we have so Maher there, which is a unique habitat. It's only found in the west of Ireland and in the west of Scotland, nowhere else in Europe. So that's quite important. And they did a great job just making people aware of what they can and cannot do on sand dunes and how to take easy steps to protect them.